Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 12th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Samsung announced the Galaxy Z Flip, a clamshell smartphone that unfolds to a 6.7-inch screen. A display on the cover shows notifications, time, and battery life when the phone is closed, and can also be used as a viewfinder for photos. The Galaxy Z Flip comes in purple and black, and in some markets, gold, for $1,380 coming February 14th. Samsung also announced the Galaxy S20 line of smartphones. The S20 itself is a 6.2-inch phone with a 4,000 mAh battery for $999. The S20 Plus is a 6.7-inch phone with a 4,500 mAh battery for $1,199. And the S20 Ultra is a 6.9-inch phone with a 5,000 mAh battery for $1,399. All three phones come with 5G, though only the S20 Plus and Ultra will be able to receive millimeter wave service at launch, meaning Verizon won't work on the base model S20. The phones all also feature a hybrid optical digital zoom that gives you 30 times zoom or 100 times zoom on the Ultra. The S20 can take 8K video at 24 frames per second. You can also edit 8K video on the phone and upload it to YouTube or stream it to Samsung 8K TVs. Pre-orders for all three S20 models begin February 21st with wide availability starting March 6th. And Samsung launched its updated wireless earbuds, the Galaxy Buds Plus, which can work for 11 hours on a charge and get another 11 hours from the case. Improved sound comes from the dual dynamic driver system, and background noise canceling comes from two external mics in addition to the voice mic. They do not have active noise cancellation. Galaxy Buds Plus arrived February 14th for $149. Nokia, Deutsche Telekom, BT, and Vodafone all added their names to the growing list of large companies deciding not to attend Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, scheduled to begin February 24th. However, Alba Vergés, the official in charge of health in the region, said there's no reason to cancel any event in Barcelona like Mobile World Congress. The GSMA, which puts on MWC, said Wednesday it is monitoring the fast-changing situation and will continue to seek expert medical advice on a frequent basis. WhatsApp announced it now has 2 billion users, up from 1.5 billion 2 years ago. Its parent company, Facebook's app, has a 2.5 billion user base, so it's getting closer. In a blog post about the number, WhatsApp wrote, "Strong encryption is a necessity in modern life. We will not compromise on security because that would make people less safe." A new feature of Google's Gboard keyboard called Emoji Kitchen lets you combine two emojis into one and use it in a sticker in your messaging app, including WhatsApp, Telegram, Snapchat, and Messenger, and of course Google's own messaging. Google designed the combos by hand. You tap on an emoji in the keyboard and it will suggest the pre-designed combinations you could use. The feature starts rolling out to Android users today. Malwarebytes issued its State of the Malware report and says it has detected 11 threats per endpoint for Macs in 2019, compared to 5.8 for Windows, the first time the report found more threats per endpoint in Mac than Windows. An increase in market share for Macs is part of the reason, as is an increase in the number of Malwarebytes Mac users. Malwarebytes also says macOS has not cracked down on borderline malware like adware as hard as it has on other more serious types. Adware called NewTab was the top detected threat for Mac users. The data was collected from users of the Malwarebytes software. All but one of the macOS threats detected required a user to be tricked into downloading and opening something. The other was a zero-day vulnerability in Firefox that has since been patched. Activision Blizzard is removing its games from the NVIDIA GeForce Now game streaming service. That includes Overwatch, World of Warcraft, and the Call of Duty series. GeForce Now officially launched last week. NVIDIA says it hopes it can work out a deal to bring the games back at some point. At the Microsoft Developer Day, Microsoft announced that the Windows 10 X operating system meant for dual display devices separates the system, driver, and apps in a way that lets it reboot and apply an OS update in 90 seconds. Microsoft uses container technology for Win32 apps on Windows 10 X, meaning they can't interfere with system files or data. Also, if Windows 10 X runs on an Intel Lakefield processor, developers can choose which core the app runs on. Powerful apps can run on the larger core for performance, while lightweight apps can run on the smaller core and save battery. Finally, Spotify launched a feature in beta called Songwriter Pages. When listeners click the name of a songwriter in a credit, it will take them to a page outside the app, listing all the songs that that songwriter has written. To see a song's credits, you need to click the three dots next to a track in Spotify and select Song Credits. Spotify says songwriters can request a page to be included in the beta if one has not been created for them already. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.